earnestly for the faith. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church in North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 379. It is January 25, 2016. Today we're going to look at some of the teachings of Armstrongism from a book entitled Kingdom of the Cults, written by Walter Martin and updated by Ravi Zacharias. I totally recommend that you get a hold of one of these books at Amazon.com. I know I sound like a book salesman some days, but really it's not about that, because I'll receive nothing from it. They'll receive very little, but you need to get the book, because it's got all kinds of information about lots of cults, lots of false teachers out there. And this is a classic, by the way. You check around, you'll find that this is a well-known book, well-respected. Today, the theology of the Worldwide Church of God, and just for the sake of those who listen for these kind of things, I am not reading entire paragraphs, and I'm giving you full credit, to the authors of this book, so we can stay within the legal guidelines of using things. Just kind of summarizing things as I go along. The theology of the Worldwide Church of God. Now understand, as we said last time, Worldwide Church of God today is a Bible-believing, godly place to be. If you missed why that's true, you need to go back to that last one. But they have repented as a group. The successor of Armstrong turned things around, and God is in that group right now. But there are many, many splinter groups. Why do we even talk about this at all? Because Armstrongism lives, but not in the Worldwide Church of God. These people, according to those who have come out, who left the good church now and are in the splinter groups, they were saying, we know about them that they've placed Mr. Armstrong ahead of the Bible. Armstrong was the person to them. And they think of the ones who stayed behind there in the Worldwide Church of God that have repented. They think of them as the Laodicean church. The Laodiceans, they say, will have to admit that Mr. Armstrong was Christ's messenger. Now, this is the first of the false teachings. This is the first part of their theology. The first thing that you have to buy into if you're going to be a part of one of these splinter groups is that Mr. Armstrong was Christ's messenger. The divine origin of the Worldwide Church of God. That's what they would tell you, that it came from God through Mr. Armstrong, and we're the descendants of it. Those the originals there lay to see it, but we are carrying on the word and the work of God. He was Elijah, this Armstrong. He was Christ's new apostle. He restored so many things to the church. He was God's man. His own book, his own words, he says, I candidly feel it may be this book that I wrote must be the most important book since the Bible. It takes a lot of chutzpah to say something like that, but he believed it. Self-glorifying sentiments. It was part and parcel of who he was and who that church was. He said his book, The Incredible Human Potential, had Jesus Christ as the author. Mr. Armstrong was just the stenographer. False teachers will give you these kinds of feelings, that they'll get off into a corner by themselves. They'll receive revelations, they say, from God. Nobody else gets it, what they're getting, but they're getting it, and they're passing it on to you. Islam, Mormonism, you name it. That's how they all start, isn't it? The church, God gave the same message to many people. It was an identical message. They put it together. It's called the Bible. And today that the church continues that message and passes it on, and we do it collectively. Nobody's doing this by himself. Watch out for self-glorifying prophets, apostles of God who believe or are willing to tell you they've received a new revelation from God. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. It's usually some old lie, just a new name. What I wrote is the most tremendously revealing book since the Bible, said Armstrong. I know of no other who has ever become founder of a religion he said, or a religious leader of any kind who ever came into the truth in the way God brought me into it. God brought me through a process that erased former misknowledge, and as it were, he gave me a clear start from scratch. I wonder if you realize that every truth of God accepted as truth, doctrine, and belief in the worldwide Church of God came from Christ through me, or was finally approved and made official through me. I was appointed by Jesus Christ, the head of the church. That was his statement that I just read to you. He's Christ's apostle, his one apostle for the 20th century. Thank God that here in the 21st century, he's been exposed and debunked, and the true people of God got their church back. According to Armstrong, he'll also run the headquarter church himself under Jesus Christ for the entire planet Earth during the millennium. Wow. 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 Throughout the years, Armstrong continually maintained that his organization alone truly represented the true church. Everything else is false. He restored at least 18 basic essential truths, he says. Okay, so that's the first false teaching right there, is the teacher himself saying that he is from Jesus and you just got to follow him because he's God's apostle. Oh, watch out for that word apostle in our own generation. It's everywhere. You'll see it everywhere. Watch out for it. We have 12 apostles already. If you want to count Matthias or Paul as the 12th, I don't care. But we've got the foundation already laid in the church. We don't build a foundation anymore. If we've got apostles at all, they have a small A, apostle, missionary. Yeah, they're going into places where people haven't gone with the gospel. And in that sense, they are apostolic. But the kind of apostle that lived in that first century, that laid the groundwork for the church. Why would we need to lay the groundwork again? It's been laid. The church has been passed on. It never died. Jesus promised it wouldn't, and it didn't. Then his view of Scripture. He believed it was a, quote, coded jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. You couldn't really figure it out unless you knew the code. And of course, Armstrong knew the code. God purposely hid everything inside. Now, there is some truth in that. I believe when you first read the Bible, for example, wasn't it just, wow, I don't get this at all. It was hidden from you. And you weren't awaiting some special teacher to come along. Remember what John the Apostle said. You don't need anybody to teach you in that sense. The Holy Spirit's your teacher. You have the anointing within you. The Holy Spirit teaches you, and yes, there are teachers in the church, and as they teach the Word of God, your spirit that's in you bears witness with that spirit of that teacher, and you know he's telling the truth because he's telling you exactly what God already told you in his Word. You need to get into the Word yourself. Find out what God said. You don't need these kind of guys to come along and deceive you. Be strong yourself, and when you go to some place, be sure that the teacher is teaching you and saying the same thing that you have found as you read through the Word. And if somebody's saying something different, you can walk away from that. I'm not talking about starting a new church every time you disagree. Go to the person, check it out, be sure. But you're responsible to God through His Word, first and foremost. There was a story that God purposefully hid the biblical message from the world until this Armstrong could come along. That's their theology, theory, their theoretical knowledge of this whole thing, that everything was just hidden. There's no way you could ever find out until he came along. Oh, man. I won't even tell you. I mean, you can figure out why that just isn't going to work, right? He says, since before A.D. 70, the whole truth has been suppressed. Wow, from A.D. 70 until he came along in the 20th century, people couldn't get at the truth. What do you do with all the saints that lived at the end of the first century? John himself, the apostle, and all the church fathers and all the people of God who have heard the gospel all over the world since then and gone deeper and deeper in him. They never knew the truth, the full truth, until Armstrong Of course, not all of them heard about Armstrong, so they're going to be drowned in their ignorance. Jesus didn't say, "Thy word is a coded jigsaw puzzle." He said, "Thy word is truth." 1 John 2:27, you don't need anyone to teach you. The Holy Spirit teaches us, teaches the church collectively, teaches you individually. Okay. Armstrong had a bunch of new revelations, as you know. There were some false predictions. Look at 1934, and I'm going to quote now because they are quoting. All right, this is just common knowledge type quotation. 1934, I'll still summarize though. In 1934, he prophesied that in 1936, we would see the end of the times of the Gentiles. Well, the times of the Gentiles is the time foretold that will be at the end of this age. Some people think that all of this time, and he was saying it's basically the end of the world, because that's when, at the end of the world is when the times of the Gentiles will end. He said that would be in 1936. 1938, Catholic Church shall come to her final end, thus saith the Lord. That's what he said. 1939, a war will be ended. Armageddon will be ended by Christ's return. 1939. That's when he prophesied that. War may be started within 6 weeks of 1939 prophecy. We're just that near Christ's coming. You see why people don't want to believe us anymore when we tell them Jesus is coming. They say, yeah, we've heard that so many times. And here was another false prophet. False prophet. Write it down. If anybody's listening to me that still wants to follow this man, he's a false prophet. He spoke prophecy that did not come to pass. That makes him a false prophet. 1941, the Plain Truth magazine, when he was still in charge of it. By the way, it's a good magazine now. But when he was still in charge of it, Hitler is the beast of Revelation. Can you imagine? I can imagine why people would look out their window and see Hitler and say, yeah, definitely Antichrist. Well, he did things that Antichrist will do. But we know now, I think, after finishing the 20th century altogether, and he's been gone, although these 70, 80 years, wasn't the Antichrist, wasn't the beast of Revelation, no, sir. 1943, but Hitler, or his successor, and the false prophet shall fight against Christ. Weariness. Yeah, don't you get weary of hearing all these false teachings? Thank God we have the truth in the Word. Stay connected to your church to hear that word. 1956. He said, 1975 in prophecy, mysteries of God never before understood now become crystal clear. God's own time for this revealing has come. Millions of lukewarm, inactive, professing Christians will suffer martyrdom. Now, understand, he thought the world was going to end in 1939, 36, whatever, in the 40s, Hitler's Antichrist. And here he's still in 56 talking about 1975. And martyrdom. I don't see where he admitted a mistake anywhere, and I haven't read all of his prophecy or all of his writing. I haven't read any of Armstrong, really. Not for a long time. 1957, God prophesies that finally, within the next 15 years, that would be 1972, one-third of our whole population will die of disease and famine. Sure, there's a one-third in the book of Revelation. That's for sure. And there is going to be something like this. But he put a date on it. He was wrong. He's a false prophet. 1962, he prophesied that it's time we face the hard, cold, realistic fact that humanity has two alternatives. Either there is an almighty, all-powerful God who's about to step in and set up the kingdom of God, or there'll be not a human being alive on this earth in 20 years. That's 1982. Gotta be everybody gone. That did not happen. False prophet. 1967, he prophesied the day of the eternal. That's how he referred to God, the eternal. A time foretold in more than 30 prophecies is going to strike between 5 and 10 years. Notice he couldn't nail it down exactly. That's another thing. When you hear unspecific prophecy, you know right then God is not speaking, because God can speak specifically. He knows. So by 1977, 30 prophecies are going to be fulfilled. You will know then how real it is. I'm not writing foolishly, but very soberly, an authority of the living Christ. How could anybody now believe him in 1967 when for 30 years he's been giving false prophecies up to that point? Oh my, stay in the Word. Stay with God's people. Stay with your pastor and the people who are teaching you the Word of God faithfully. Don't stray away from it. My, such deceptions in the world. You need to pray every day, God, deliver me from this. Don't let me be deceived. Don't let me be deceived. And if you are truly his, he won't let you be deceived. Just hang in there. Hang in there. Keep seeking and reading and praying. He'll lead you. He's not going to let you be deceived. He loves you. Wow. Okay, end of today. I want you to go visit the store. My store. I have a store there at Sermon Audio now. Just go to the top of the page and click on store. And you'll see some of my books. I've got about close to 20 there, maybe 21 now. I'm putting them on a little at a time. We have 30-some, 33, I think, altogether. So just hang in there. I'm just, for my own reasons, I'm putting them on a little at a time. But eventually they'll be there. I've tried to make them as inexpensive as is allowed. In fact, I do. They tell me how much I can spend, I can charge minimum. And I choose the minimum each time. I get a few pennies if somebody buys a book, but more than that, I get somebody reading it and hopefully passing it on and passing the information on to others. Because I want the information that I share with you to be out there, out there. That's why I come on every day. Good to be with you today. Tomorrow, let's continue with Armstrongism. Later in the week, we'll transition into the book of Jude, which is a warning against Armstrong and a bunch of others. Then we're going to talk about the president of the world, according to the Bible. I didn't set any dates here, believe me. But I'll show you some men in the Bible who were like the Antichrist, who I believe God may be referring to in Revelation 17. Then we will get back, Lord willing. We're wending our way back home to the book of Genesis, where we're asking questions and giving some answers about that. Good to have you with me. Don't forget where we started out, though. In Jude, it was verse 3, contend earnestly for the faith.